Leading the news this morning, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has walked free after being granted bail by the High Court in London. Mr. Assange was released after paying a $315,000 bond. He's fighting extradition to Sweden over sexual assault allegations. Rescuers are still searching for up to 30 people missing after an asylum seeker boat smashed into cliffs on Christmas Island. At least 30 people, including 8 children, died in Wednesday's accident. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, has defended the time it took for Australian authorities to reach the wreck. US President Barack Obama says the US is on track to defeat al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Mr. Obama has released an annual strategy review of the war, showing the terror group is at its weakest since 2001. The report also endorsed reducing NATO forces from July next year. Ireland may be forced to change its strict ban on abortion after a European court ruled the country's laws violated a woman's rights. The Human Rights Court heard the cases of 3 women living in Ireland who had to go to Britain to have abortions. It found one woman who feared her pregnancy might reverse her cancer remission should have been allowed an abortion in Ireland. Super storm cells are continuing to slam pockets of southeast Queensland. 3 people were killed yesterday as storms caused widespread damage and blackouts across the state. And in New South Wales, one man died and 2 others are being treated in hospital after they were struck by lightning near Newcastle.